Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Lindiwe Sisulu has called on citizens who want to buy a home or a property for the first time to apply for a government housing subsidy. The government's finance-linked individual subsidy program aims to encourage home ownership amongst people who earn between 3,500 and 22,000 rand a month. The applicants must have applied for a home loan with an accredited banking institution and a non-bank financial institution. Joining us on the line in order to try and understand this a little bit more is Matthew Sidhu. He's program manager at the National Housing Finance Corporation. A very, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all the listeners.
So this program, has it been around for a while?
Yes. Howard, the program actually started in 2005. Mm-hmm. We have been trying to assist people. Obviously, we try and assist those who are working and those who are not working. And if from our policy, if you earn between 0 and 3,500, you get what we call a fully subsidized house. A fully subsidized house.
Right.
And I think that is the most popular one. But the problem is then when you earn just a little bit above 3,500, this is where we have a challenge, because when people go to the banks, they are told that they earn a little bit less to qualify for a mortgage-backed loan. Whereas when they come to the department, they are told to earn a little bit more to qualify for a fully subsidized house.
So they almost land up between two stools, not cheap enough and not low income enough for free housing, but earning too little to get a traditional loan or mortgage.
What we then do is that this subsidy is basically there to bridge that gap.
Right, right.
So they qualify for minimum is 27,960.
Uh-huh.
The maximum is 121,000. So if you earn just closer to the 3,500, because this is where we put in more money, because you earn a little bit less. So we will give you about 121,000. But when you earn just close to the 2,000 income bracket, you then get the 27,960, which is the minimum. So obviously, the next question is, what can you really afford with, if I'm earning 4,000?
Mm.
There is a lot of things that you can afford. One is, if you go to the traditional townships,
right,
we do get properties that are sold for about 300,000.
Right.
So if you look at the person that is earning about 5,000, they, 120,000.
Right.
So if you buy a property for 300,000 and you minus debt, you end up with a fund of about 180,000, which we believe you can actually able to save a bit, with the today's interest rate, which are a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm. So
basically, yeah, That's what we're trying to do. So if I can make an example.
Right.
If you buy a property for 300,000, you go to a bank to apply for a mortgage, a backed loan, and if they approve you for 300,000, we will pay it into the bond account to reduce the home loan amount. But you do get clients, they apply for the mortgage, they are told, look, maybe you are too stretched, can we give you so much? Maybe let's say it's 200,000, go and raise 100,000 deposit. On purchase price of 300,000, then they will come to us, and we'll actually process that application. If they qualify, let's say for instance, qualify for 100,000, we will then pay that into the attorney's trust account, because they will be sitting with a bank guarantee for about 200,000, and then be looking for that deposit. You can imagine, for somebody that earns around 5,000, 6,000, it's very difficult for them to save anything.
Absolutely.
So that's where we come in handy to say, look, let's assist you. Let's take in that deposit for you. So it's not a loan, it's a grant. You don't pay it back. I think the catch is that you only pay it once in your lifetime. Obviously, because when you buy a second property for investment purposes, you cannot expect the human settlement to assist you. We're trying to get people who are first-time homeowners just to get their foot into their first house.
Very, very interesting. So how do people go about doing this? Who do they apply to? Where do they get this information that they can look to apply?
They can go to the Human Settlement Department. They can go to their website, or they can come to NHSC, and, you know, NHSC got all the details as to how you apply. There is obviously a form that you can download to complete. But, you know, in our market, we believe that, you know, some people cannot, maybe the access to computers.
Right.
So we actually try and assist them. So they will phone our office, or they can phone the Human Settlement. We try and get somebody to assist them to take them through the process and also to help them to complete the application form.
Right, because I think that obviously is always a difficulty for people is accessing it, trying to understand what the application form requires. How are we doing it with regard to housing in general in South Africa? This has always been a major concern for us, a shortage of housing. People, you know, were severely disadvantaged, weren't able to be in the position to own homes. How are we doing?
Look, we believe that, obviously it's very difficult to comment on last year because there was COVID. We're not ready for it, and there were a lot of challenges around that. But yes, we can confirm to you that there is a shortage of houses, and we are trying all we can to ensure that we actually put South African citizens to all South African citizens to basically to any housing opportunity that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So hence we are saying that those that are adding basically any between 0 and 3.5, we will obviously try where possible to give them a fully subsidized house, but those that are working, we are saying here is a subsidy instrument that can actually assist them. So, yes, in terms of how we're doing, we are doing, the program is growing,
mm-hmm.
and we expect it to continue to grow. We use platform like you just to try and
get the word out,
the awareness out there.
Absolutely.
So that we believe that it can grow.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Matthews Asidu, who's a program manager at the National Housing Finance Corporation, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It is a very important initiative.